צהוב, שלום עליכם, הוא יבין תורה כ"ח. So actually we finished the main part of the Torah, and Rabbi Nathan mentioned it to us, עד כאן לשון רבנו, that until here it's the words of רבנו, זכרונו לברכה. And then Rabbi Nathan is sharing with us and telling us, ושמענו מפיו הקדוש, that we heard it from his holy mouth, שזאת התורה, that inside of that holy Torah, מרומז בה, there is a hint, כל כוונות של פרשת התמיד שאומרים בבוקר. Of the intentions, the Kabbalistic intentions, the secrets of all of parashat ha-tamid that we're saying in the morning. וביאר לנו קצת, and he explained it to us a little bit, the kavanot, the intentions means the kavanot ha-arizal, it's all of the secrets and holy names that parashat ha-tamid contains and what that it's working and making spiritual positive effect in the world. ועיין בכוונות, and if you're going to open that holy book of כוונות האריזל, ותראה, you're going to see ותבין and going to understand שכל הכוונות של פרשת התמיד, that all of the intentions of פרשת התמיד מבוארים בתורה הזאת, are written in the Torah. כי מבואר שם בכוונות, because it's written over there in the כוונות, שתמיד, that the sacrifice of תמיד מכניע קליפות דעשייה, is conquered the husks of asiya vechulei shem bchinat avoda zara vechulei, that it's an aspect of avoda zara, like we said, veolat, and the numeral value of the word olat, the sacrifice, gimatria shem alef bet and gimel yud taf and tzadik sofit vechulei shehu bechesed, that it's in the sfira of kindness vechulei, besod, in the secret of what it's written, vayashkem Avraham baboker, that Avraham woke up early in the morning, veusod, and it's a secret, al tir'i, of the verse, al tir'i tolat Yaakov, don't be afraid, the worm of Jacob, Yaakov, veyesh kenegdo baklipa, and corresponding to it, there is a tolat, there is a worm, like we said yesterday, that in the end we saw a worm that is negative, that is eating the person, the anger from inside, asher mechale ve'ochel hakol v'chulei, that is ruin and eating, ruin everything. Ve'al ken tziva Hashem itbarach, Rabbeinu is bringing in Sipurei Ma'asiyot about the anger, about the frustration and anger that it caused Ma'aseh Nisim, story on miracles. It caused also from a king that made a decree of shmad. I say shmad?
Destruction.
Destruction. So it's written over there that there is an angel that he is in charge is on all other angels, means angels that are bad, bad midot of people. And the angel that is in charge on all other angels, those angels of the bad midot of the person, it's the angel of anger, of midat ha-kas. So actually midat ha-kas, it's the worst midah. Every midah have her point that she's the worst. And also, actually in anger, when a person is angry, he's ruined everything. He's destroying everything that he's got inside of himself. All of the good things that he created already, he's burning them by being angry. The parnasa, he's ruined it. His quiet, his shalva, his minuchat ha-nefesh, his relaxation, all of his yishuv ha-dat, his logic, he's ruined everything. Even avodah, work of effort of years, he can destroy it in one moment. In one moment, like you can see. You can ruin a relationship of years with one hitpartzut, exploding one time with anger. You can ruin something that you built for years. It's going to take you, we wish that it's going to take you years to fix it, that you're even going to have the ability to fix it. A person out of his anger can kill, chas shalom. What you can do with it? This is it. So anger is mamash ruin and destroying everything. And this is why Hashem gave that mitzvah to us, berachamav, because of his mercy, להקריב עולת תמיד, to sacrifice daily the sacrifice of תמיד, להתגבר עולת תמיד שבקדושה, that עולה, it's the תולה, it's the holy worm, gonna conquer always the holy side of that תולה, שהוא בחינת עולת יעקב, that it's the aspect of the worm from the side of יעקב, על התולה שבקליפה, on the worm that in the other side, in the husks side. And you should know, ki kol korban ola, that every sacrifice of ola, what it means sacrifice of ola, there is sacrifice that it's shlamim, and there is sacrifices that they are olot. The shlamim are being, parts of it are being burned, means, so to speak, eaten by Hashem, so to speak. Hashem is enjoying their smell. And the shlamim have also a side that create shlamim from the word peace, shalom. It's create peace, means between people, between Am Yisrael. Also Am Yisrael can enjoy and eat and have a share in the sacrifice of shlamim. But in the sacrifice of olah, it's all oleh, rising all to Hashem Yitbarach. People are not allowed to enjoy the olah. So the sacrifices of olah, that it's going all to Hashem, all of those sacrifices, he bevchinat le'a v'chule, is in the aspect of le'a. Ve'lachen, and this is why, ba'olat tamid, kenegda, the olat tamid is coming, corresponding to it, kedeh lematek dineha, to cancel the judgments that are coming from the side of le'a. Le'a, she is in the side of judgments, so she's got, she needs a lot more kindness, sweetness, chesed. This is why Olat HaTamid, that she is in that aspect, is coming to make it sweeter, to help it. Kedei shelo yishlot v'imshol hatolat hatameh, that the contaminated worm will not gonna control Le'a. This is why Le'a in the beginning, she was belonged to Esav. And only after a huge effort, Avodah, of Yaakov Avinu, actually, he wasn't aware to that at all. He himself wasn't aware to that. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would reveal it even to Yaakov, that he's the Tola'at Yaakov, he wouldn't do that. He couldn't believe it himself that he have the ability to fix Le'a. He wanted Rachel. He thought that this is a tikkun. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a wisdom like I heard from Arav on that parasha, that actually this is the wisdom of believing in Hashem Yitbarach, that HaKol Letova, everything is for the good. You cannot see it now. Yaakov couldn't see it when they gave him Le'a. He thought that Yavan is cheating him, and he saw all of the lackings. Now he needs to work, and but without Le'a, he wouldn't complete Am Yisrael, the 12 holy tribes of Am Yisrael. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what you need to do. You don't know. You think that you're going to have Le'a, you're going to have Rachel. What's Rachel? Rachel, this is the Torah Shebe'al Peh. Yaakov thought that he's going to achieve the Torah Shebe'al Peh. Amazing, Torah Shebe'al Peh, it's a wonderful thing to achieve. But he himself, Yaakov, wasn't aware to the fact that he cannot achieve the Torah Shebe'al Peh, that it's Rachel, without the aspect of Le'a, that it's the tefillah, the prayer, that Ene Le'a Rakot, because she was davening and davening and davening for years on her zivug. So she is the aspect of prayers. And Yaakov, he wanted to conquer the Torah Shebe'al Peh, but he wasn't aware to the fact that you cannot achieve the Torah Shebe'al Peh without having a lot of prayers on it. So Yaakov Avinu, he didn't know. This is why you need to have it chaskut of faith. When you see that there is things that you think that they are right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't think like you, he doesn't agree with you, and he was so kind to mention that to us, that his thoughts are not like ours, and he's thinking in different ways than us, and we're separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 5 things that we cannot break them. We cannot understand Hashem in 5 things in this world. It's written in Likutei Moharan. We're going to come to that Torah also, Bezrat Hashem. There is things that you cannot understand. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us faith. That with faith is the bridge that covers all of the lackings. On faith, you can close your eyes and walk. And this is it. And in the end, only with faith you're going to achieve the truth. Without faith, you cannot achieve the truth. Because if you're going to count on your logic, there is five things for sure that you cannot achieve. And they're all been written in Likutei Moharan. So, just to count on faith, on the logic of Hashem, to know Hashem is here, I don't need to be worried about it at all. Parnasa, zivugim, shlom bayit, children, happiness, wisdom, health, whatever. Nothing, you shouldn't be worried about it. And you're not the one to be blamed on nothing also. It's all handmade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all been made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even your avonot, even your sins, even your lackings, even your falling. On that you have the hardest test of bchira, of free choice. If to believe that it's Hashem or to blame yourself. This is the test. This is the main test. This is the praise on Rabbi on Nachum Ish Gamzo. That he said, Gamzo letova. And Rav Berland explained that why we're mentioning him, so that he's so important. A lot of tzaddikim said everything is for the good. Why Nachum Ish Gamzo? He's the flag that we're waving those important words, Gamzo letova, on him. Because when over there, when he came to the Caesar, when he told him that now they're going to decree to kill, he made a decree to kill all Jews, Chas Shalom, in Eretz Israel. On that he said, because of him, because of Nachum Ish Gamzo. On that he said, Gamzo letova. It's also for him. Even though that a horrible damage now could cause because of him, actually happened. The decree been made, this is it. Without Eliyahu HaNavi that came a few minutes after that the decree been made, they canceled the decree. Who knows what? The destruction of Bet HaMikdash, this is it. All of it was because of Nachum Ish Gamzo. On that he said, Gamzo letova, Hashem knows what that he's doing. I don't have no questions. On things that happened because of someone else, you lost $1 million. They closed your bank account. Someone cheated you. You can say on that, Hakol letova. I understand, it's all from Hashem. But when you are the one to be blamed on your mistakes, it's a harder test. But I sinned. I made that mistake. No. You not exist, sweetie. You not exist. Enod milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem. Don't blame yourself in something that you never done, because you're not a reality at all. Wake up to realize that. You not exist. We're not exist. Enod milvado means not only the wife and friends and enemies. Means that you not exist. Ani, it's the letters of the word Ein. N. It's not exist. N ani. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. So this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the sacrifice of Olat HaTamid, that it's in the aspect of Le'ah, to make the aspect of Le'ah easier. That the contaminated worm will not gonna control Le'ah. What is the contaminated worm in Le'ah? It's a person that is davening on something for years and something is eating him from inside, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear his prayers. This is the contaminated worm that is eating the person from inside. Why am I davening and I'm not being answered? What's going on? It's a contaminated worm. The holy worm, it's the Tolat Yaakov. What's the Gemara saying on the verse Tolat Yaakov? Ma Tolat en kocha ela bape, af Yaakov en kocho ela bape. What we learned about the worm, that her power is only in her mouth. She's just eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. And this is her only power. Also Yaakov, Hakol kol Yaakov. The voice is the voice of Yaakov. His power is only in his mouth. The holy worm means that you're screaming and davening and you don't care. You're just happy with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you pray on what did you need. This is the salvation, like that we learned, that the Ruach HaKodesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us in the Diburim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, He's opening my mouth, my lips to daven. So if he's opening my lips to daven, means if I see myself that I'm praying, it means that my salvation is here. Means that he gave me the power to daven. I don't need nothing else except of that, except of davening. Like we said before, that we read it from Baal HaSulam a few weeks ago maybe, that the Baal HaSulam is saying that the perfection, the shlemut, is when you need Hashem. When you got what that you asked, it's not a perfection at all, because there you don't need Hashem anymore. The perfect situation is when you're asking for Hashem Yitbarach, when you need Him, when you have a lacking. En yoter shalem milev shavur, there is nothing more complete than a broken heart. Because when your heart is broken, so you're going toward to Hashem asking for help, it's perfect. This is right. This is how things are supposed to be. You are not God. Only God is God. Only when you understand that you are a creature that needs Hashem, this is perfect. He is the king and you are the servant. You're serving Him, or maybe you're His son. Everything is great. You need Him. You cannot hold on without Him. This is perfect. This is a king that is crowning Hashem. It's David HaMelech. But if you feel perfect, this is Paro. This is Achav. This is all of the Lehavdin. All of the bad kings that were controlling the world. It's Nimrod. It's Amalek. It's all of the bad leaders. That they have the power. Li'ori v'ani asitin. The Nile belonged to me and I made myself. I am the king. Nimrod. He is arguing, fighting. He is a reality. Haman. Everyone should bow to him. To me, I'm reality. I'm important. I'm the husband. I'm the man in the house. I'm the ruler. I'm the wise guy. I'm the chacham. I'm in charge. I know. You don't exist. It's all lies. It's all imaginations. It's all imaginations. That you leave them means you're contaminated. You are tameh. The imaginations are controlling your thoughts. You don't control yourself. The imaginations, like animals, are leading you and taking you to places, and you with your desires are walking and walking and walking after them, and you're not going to find nothing. In the end, you're going to be totally tired, total lost, and you don't know the way back. There is no one that can save you, except of the tzaddik, that he's going to help you to remember who you really are, that you are good, that you are the son of Hashem, that Hashem hears your prayers. The tshuva that we're doing is not on the sin itself, not on the avon itself, only on the fact that we are far from Hashem, on the distance from Hashem, on the lack of faith, we should do tshuva. The sin, it's a result of lack of faith. On faith, we need to daven. On the source, Hashem, because I forgot you, that you can help me. I was stealing, I was looking, I was doing things that I wasn't supposed to. Because I forgot that you are reviving me, that you are supporting me, that you are supplying my needs. Faith, this is the secret of all Judaism. Emunah, complete faith in one kind God, good God, wonderful God, amazing God, loving God, the real God, Hashem Elokei Israel, the God of Am Israel. Vetola, and that worm, Yachzor Leolat, gonna come back to be the sacrifice, the Olah. Veze Shekatuv, and this is what it's written, Olat Tamid, it's written Olat Tamid, and it's written Tamid without a Yud. We're going to write the word always, Tamid, with a Yud. But in the Chumash it's written Tamid without a Yud. Taf Mem and then Dalet, without a Yud. Why? Ki Tamid, like that, without the Yud, Begimatria, the numeral value of that word, is Dalet Alephim. It's 4,000. The letters of the word, 4,000. Shelokachat Le'a v'chulei, that Le'a, she is taking them. Kol ze mevo'ar, all of that is written bepri etz chaim shar hakorbanot, in the holy book of shar of pri etz chaim, the book that been written by Rabbi Chaim Vital, the book that came from the Ari HaKadosh, in the gate that calls gate of sacrifices of korbanot. Perek dalet, in the fourth chapter, ayen sham heitev, look over there carefully. Please, Rabbi Isai, let me know what you found. ותדקדק, and if you're going to check it, ותראה, you're going to see, שכל זה מבואר בתורה הנ"ל, that it's all written in that Torah that we just learned. All of those intentions. כי מבואר שם, because it's written over there, שהמתנגדים המחרפים יראה השם, that the one that rebukes and argue with the real righteous people, זה נמשך מהאלפין הנפולים. It's drawn, it's coming from those thousands that fell. שאלו האלפין בקדושה, because those אלפס, thousands in קדושה, הם בחינת לאה. They're the aspect of לאה. ואצלם, and in those people's situations, places, נעשה מזה בחינת, it's become to be in the aspect of המעט מכם, הלאות אנשים. Is it not enough for you to make people tired? כי תלעו גם אלוקים, that you're going to make Hashem looks tired to those people also? כאילו לאה הקדוש ברוך הוא מלעזור, like that הקדוש ברוך הוא is too tired from helping? כי מלאה, because from the word לאה, נעשה אצלם בחינת לאה. It becomes to be tired. לאה becomes to be לאה. The word לאה becomes to be tired. Because those אלפס that were לאה, they fell down. כי הם יונקים מהדינים הקשים שבלאה. Because they are...
receiving sustenance?
What?
Receiving power, sustenance. Koach.
Receiving... this is what it's written?
Sustenance, yeah.
Wow. From the hardest dinim judgments of Leah. שמשם אחיזת הקליפות הקשות. That from there, the hard husks are grabbing, holding. שהם בחינת עבודה זרה הנ"ל. That it's an aspect of עבודה זרה, foreign idols. וזה מה שמבואר בתורה הנ"ל. And this is what it is explained in that wonderful Torah. שנופלים בכפירות, that they are falling to... bad thoughts, not to believe in Hashem. בחינת עבודה זרה, an aspect of worshiping idols, אין שם, look over there. והתיקון, and the fix for that, אנוכי תולעת ולא איש. To say I'm a worm and not a human being, to be humble וכו'. היינו בחינת תולעת, that aspect of that worm, דקדושה, holy worm. שמכניע תולעת דקליפה, that conquers the contaminated worm. וזה שמובא לאל, and this is what it's written before, בתורה הנ"ל, in that Torah, שהוא בחינת אברהם, that it's the aspect of אברהם. כי כן מבואר שם, because it's also been explained over there. בכוונות, in the intentions, in the book פרי עץ חיים. שתולד הקדושה, that the holy worm, בחינת עולת תמיד, the aspect of the תמיד sacrifice, הוא בחינת חסד, it's an aspect of kindness, בחינת אברהם, aspect of אברהם, בחינת חסד שבגבורה, the aspect of kindness that is in גבורה, in judgments. Like we said about אברהם, that he conquered יצחק. He brought him to the altar, and he brought him down, he was גבורה, and he brought the knife, he forced himself to conquer the גבורה. חסד שבגבורה, he conquered the גבורה. וזה שמובא בתורה הנ"ל, and this is what it's written in that wonderful Torah, שהוא בחינה, that it's an aspect of what it's written, בגבורות ישע ימינו, the judgments, the גבורות, ישע, the salvation of the גבורות, is ימינו, is in the right side, חסד אברהם, היינו בחינת חסד שבגבורה, it's the kindness that conquered גבורה. It's אברהם that conquered the ספירה of יצחק, that's גבורה. וזה שמובא שם, and this is what it's explained over there, שעיקר התיקון, that the main תיקון is על ידי ביי, שיכניס אורחים, that the person gonna invite guests, תלמידי חכמים בתוך ביתו, תלמידי חכמים into his house, שנחשב, and then it counts, כאילו הקריב תמידין, like that he sacrificed the sacrifice of תמידין, כי תמיד בגימטריה דלת אלפין, because the word תמיד, the numeral value of it is 4,000. כי עיקר התיקון, because the main תיקון, על ידי בחינת קורבן תמיד, by the aspect of the sacrifice of תמיד, that his numeral value שעולה דלת אלפין is 4,000. For אלפין? For אלפין? The word אלפין? Okay. So four like those, it's 444?
Yeah.
Four alephin. All right? Four alephin. Four alephins, every aleph, it's 101. So four of those, it's
444.
It's
111.
So it's become to be 444. Okay. It's become to be 444. And this is the numeral value of Tamid, 444. Thank you very much.
Why did they say Me'ah?
What?
Why did they use the Hebrew word for 100? Me'ah or Me'od?
Dalet Alephin. Four times Aleph. Aleph, it's 100.
But we learned yesterday that this was 1,000. Alephin was 1,000, not 100. And there's a Hebrew word.
Because it's the same word, it's the same letters that are showing two things. Aleph, this is the letter, and Alephim, thousands. It's the same. Aleph and Aleph, it's the same letters.
Eliphaz is 1,000?
Aleph, it's 1,000.
Eliphaz.
Eliphaz is the name of the son of Esau.
What's the Hebrew word for 1,000?
Aleph.
Aleph?
Aleph.
Same
as Aleph, but a different vowel. Because the main way of fixing it all, Al Yedeh Bechinat Korban Tamid, by fixing the sacrifice of Tamid, She'olet Dalet Alephin, that is, the value of it is 4 times Aleph. I have another tikkun that I want to fix for you, Mamash. I need to be ashamed, but I will not, because I wasn't learning in a cheder, so I don't need to be really ashamed. But it is a disgrace for you that this is your rabbi, so you need to be ashamed. But all of those Torot that we were learning now, that we're learning, and I'm saying Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. So, it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. Okay? It's Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. So, we're apologizing in front of Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya that he was with us even though that we said Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. And we're thanking Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi that he came even though that he haven't said those
so
wonderful
can we
words
of that material Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, so we have it in our mind.
Bezat Hashem. After the Siyum in 2056, Bezat Hashem. Ki ikar ha-tikun, because the main tikun, al yedei b'chinat korban tamid, is by the sacrifice of tamid, she'olet dalet alephim, that his numeral value is 4 times aleph. She'al yedei zeh, that by that, nitaknin ha-alephin hanal, we're fixing those alephs that fell. Ve'zochin li'b'chinat tolah d'kdushah, and we're achieving the aspect of a holy worm. She'b'chinat olah tamid, that is the aspect of a sacrifice of Tamid, b'chinat chesed l'Avraham, an aspect of kindness to Avraham. Ayen b'atorah anal u'b'kavanot eitev. Look carefully in that wonderful Torah and in the wonderful kavanot Arizal. V'tavin, and you're gonna understand. Ech nichlelu, how all of those intentions, kol ha'kavanot of parashat Tamid, shel parashat Tamid, been included b'atorah anal in that Torah. Ayen eitev, v'tavin. Pelaot. Look at it carefully and you're going to see wonders, wonderful things over there. Wonderful Chazak u'Baruch. It's an amazing thing that you always, and Bet Midrash Belo Chidush. You cannot find yourself in the Bet Midrash without revealing something. There is a small thing, it's a rule that Rabbi Natan is sharing with us about Parnassah, but actually it's talking about all of the subjects. Rabbi Natan is asking in Likutei Halachot, how can it be that one time I saw for sure that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that gave me the Parnassah. I saw it. I was davening on Parnassah and I got the exact amount that I needed from no one, mamash by miracle, something happened to me. I saw the private supervision of Hashem Yitbarach. I saw it. I didn't have no doubt about it. It was for me sure and 100%. How can it be that after a while means tomorrow morning, the day after, or maybe in the same day, 5 minutes later, that you get another news that you need to achieve another amount of money, you immediately lose that wisdom that you just hold, and it was totally stable. How can it be? Rabbi Natan is asking. I got it. In that day, I had it. How can it be that in the day after, I forgot it totally. And it's on all of the lusts, on all of the desires, on all of the bad midot, on all of the things in the world. How can it be? So he's explaining something totally amazing. He's saying you should understand. In the moment that you got it, this was the moment that Hashem was illuminating on you with his kindness to see that it was him. And when he stopped doing it, this is when you lost it. Mm-hmm. Actually, what is the mistake? The mistake is that we think that that moment that we were holding that wisdom, that it was all Hashem, this was our level. So then we're thinking to ourselves, how I forgot it, how I fell down from my level, that now I don't believe in Hashem like yesterday. But the truth is that yesterday it wasn't your level. It was the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach that He shown it to you. And now, when you came back to your level, you don't have that light anymore. The lack of light is because that Hashem is not lighting. He doesn't let you see. The wisdom is to hold on. The memory means to count on faith. The memory, the emunatcha balelot, the faith is in the nights. That even in the night, even now when you're in darkness, when you don't see no option of Parnasa, when you don't have no advice on the Shalom Bayit, when you don't have no advice on the Shiduch, you don't have no advice on being a Talmid Chacham, on doing Tshuva on all of your Avonot, you don't see the bridge. You need to close your eyes and count on Hashem Yitbarach and not to stop walking, marching to Zion. We're not allowed to stop. We're not allowed. This is our job, to keep on walking and walking and walking and walking toward facing to the Kedusha. This is our job. And why we have such a strong obligation to do that? Let's say, all right, I don't have the ability, I don't want it. You are obligated. Why you are obligated? Because you're so important? Because there is a lot of souls that depends on you. There is a lot of souls that depends on you, even if you don't realize that. There is a tree. There is animals and people that can enjoy the fruits, the branches, the leaves. But there is animals, cockroaches, I don't know what, that they are enjoying from the tree, even without having no connection to the tree itself. They enjoy the shade. They enjoy the fact that other animals are enjoying their tree, and they enjoy those animals, and it all depends in the tree. So sometimes you can be a tree because ki adam etz hasadeh, because the man, he is the tree of the field. And there is the neshamot that depends in you, and you're not aware to them, and you don't have no connection to them, and when you're looking at them, you can feel disgust from them, and you don't feel no connection to them. But they cannot live without you. They cannot live. They live from your leftovers, even if you are holding yourself as worthless. For you, you think that you're worthless because you have Yetzirah. But for them, you're a lifesaver. You're their lifeline. They can hide themselves in a dead trunk, you say? Mm-hmm. And this is their source of life. So you see yourself as that, and you don't understand your importance. You want to be something else. You need to be happy with your share. Always to know the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. Always to realize that it's all happening by Hashem. And this is my tikkun. My tikkun is to be a dead trunk. Alright, this is what Hashem wants from me. I don't know what. Rabbeinu said, don't be dry woods. Don't be a tzimye veshim. I'm a dry wood for now. What can I do? I'm asking, please, Borei Olam, revive me. Please, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, heal me. Let me drink from the holy water of the Naharam Taher Mikol HaKtamim, from the river that is purifying from all stains. Let me be revived. Rav Shalom said, what's the difference between Rabbeinu HaKadosh than other tzaddikim? He said, Rabbeinu is like a doctor. He said it on himself that he's a doctor. He said that, like there was, I told you that once, like there was a car accident, a truck, with a lot of wagons, semi-trailer, ran over a person with 20 cargoes, all of those trailers crush that person. He becomes to be a paste on the highway.
You change the bracha on him?
You change the bracha on him. You got to that place that you're changing the bracha on him. Becomes to be shakol niyabito, all of it, totally shakol, everything, only from Hashem Yitbarach. All of the doctors are coming and looking, and they're saying, cannot save it. It's not a human being. It changed his shape, his status. It's not him anymore. But then coming Rabbeinu, the last one. This is what it's written: Even Masua Bonim Haita Lerosh Pina. The stone that the builder rejected it, they couldn't use it to build it, they didn't like it. Now coming the last one, he's using and putting it in the Rosh Pina. It's become to be the headstone of the entrance, of the gate, that holds all of the building. It was a triangle, Meshulash.
Cornerstone.
You couldn't use it to the building. It was crooked. It looks crooked. But now, when you got to the end, you see that this is the main one. So this is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he came in the end, and everyone rejected him. And now you can see that no one can hold on without him. And he's coming to that paste corp, and looking at it and saying, but look, there is something over there. There is a, how you say, ta, nim,
a cell,
that is still alive. And he's taking out medicines and more cures and pouring capsulot and liquids and I don't know what drugs, and he's putting more and more and more, and from that cell he's making a human being back. He's building, rebuilding that paste to be a human being. This is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That he's got the ability to come down to our horrible places, to our darkness. That in that darkness we cannot recognize Hashem. We don't see no connection to the Kedusha, to the Torah, to the Mitzvot, to Yirat Shamayim. No connection. See only lust and desires and anxieties and fears and traumas and I don't know what. And over there he's healing and washing and taking care of that paste to make it again to become in the shape to have a Yetzer.
Adama. Make it again Adama.
Become Adama. To fix our kach medame, all of our imaginations, to make us to be, Hazat Hashem, human beings again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What rabbi did you say you made a mistake with?
That they said Rabbi Yoshua ben
all the stories you're talking about?
All of those last Torah.
I think it's Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, no?
No. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, it was before. I checked it yesterday in Ketubot Chet.
Ketubot Chet, it's written over there.